Please wait. Audio boom.
Good afternoon, Audio Boom. Not a great report today. I just got done dealing with the air conditioner dude. He came to the house. And, I just woke up about 10:30 or 11. Yesterday I had a very rough day emotionally, and I didn't get much sleep at all yesterday, and last night I did not get much sleep at all. I got 2 hours, and then I fell asleep later in the morning until not long ago. I don't know if you can hear all that. I don't know if it's blowing against the mic. I feel like it probably is. However, there is a oscillating fan to my right. I'm in the bedroom. All the windows are open. Like, throughout the entire house, I'm pretty sure, except for in here, because I think that's creepy. And the fan to the central heat and air is on. So, anyway. Yeah, the air conditioner guy just came by. Sorry, I have allergies. Let me remind you that in this part of the world, it is summer. And in Oklahoma, it is very... It makes itself known. Very hot. Very high humidity. Very, very high. I was cooler in Louisiana. And I'm not... that was only last year, I remember. I was cooler down there, outside, in Louisiana, than I am here. So anyway, he came by. Whoever was in here before, I mean, whoever stayed here before, I guess had fucked up the air conditioner to the point of it leaking so bad that he heard it from the second he walked in the door. When they had turned on the air, for us when we moved in, they said, well, we just cut it on, so give it a couple of hours and it should start to feel cooler. Well, it never did. It got up to 85 degrees in here. And,
pause button.
Hang on.
Alert, please wait. Audio boom.
It just climbed higher and higher and higher all through the night. It never got any cooler. Never did. It was cooler outside at 95 degrees yesterday than it was in the house. It was so bad. It was so bad that, I just got irate. My nose is messed up from it because I just felt just suffocated. It just bothered me a lot. I mean, I know what heat is, but I got way too hot. And then I started getting chilly for no reason. And then I got hot and then chilly and then hot and then chilly. And that's bad. I think that that's probably a bad sign. We went over to our neighbor's. She's nice. She offered us a seat in her living room, and it's nice and cool in there. Like, when we got in there, I was like, oh yeah. I just felt myself instantly cooling off. So anyway, he said that the leak is so bad that he can't, he, I can smell it, and he can hear it and see it, and it's a big, big, big leak. That, you know, that's what he told me.
It's 12:30.
Anyway, he said they'd have to order the parts, which they're going to, and that's not our fault, so it's not like we're gonna have to pay for it. It'll be a couple days, though. So, we should have a window unit put in today. Because that is just bad. It's really, really, and that's dangerous for you, too. They're lucky somebody isn't in this house that, medically cannot be in the heat too long, because they could be in trouble. That could be really dangerous and really messy. So yeah, it'll be a couple days before we actually get our air cut on properly, and we're gonna have a window unit until then. I hope so. If we don't, I'm gonna be really upset. So anyway, that's all that's going on right now.
Pause button.